Prescription drugs, money, seniors, and ultimately every American of any age. The massive Medicare prescription drug bills, which passed the House and Senate in June, are still being worked on by legislative staffers left behind to sweat it out in August while Congress is in recess. They say they're making progress and have reached tentative agreement on a couple of key parts of the bills. There are 41 million people receiving Medicare and 78 million baby boomers who will start turning 65 and receiving benefits in 2010. Joining us to discuss the progress on the Medicare bill is NPR's Julie Rovner. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Jackie.
So when will all these seniors have full prescription drug coverage?
Well, not as soon as some of the lawmakers have made people think. There's still a whole lot of work to be done on these bills.
Remind us what's in them. I mean, May and June was some time ago.
Well, the bills are really so big because they have multiple goals. Obviously, the primary goal is to add a prescription drug benefit to Medicare, something it doesn't have. And both seek to make some changes aimed at shoring up the program's finances for those 78 million baby boomers who are coming down the line. There's some hopes that perhaps having more competition between private plans will slow inflation enough to allow Medicare to be able to afford to cover those people.
As we said, everybody is going to be a senior someday, and Medicare bills have a way of attracting other types of health policy provisions. What else is going on?
That's right. And this is actually, there are more things about Medicare in these bills, but they're not necessarily about these top goals of adding prescription drug coverage. There are a lot of changes to the way hospitals, doctors, and other providers get paid, and it's got some provisions to attempt to deal with the high cost of drugs, like making it easier to buy drugs from Canada and other countries where prices are lower, and making it harder for brand name drug makers to delay generic competitors from coming to market.
Have other things been resolved?
Well, there's only a couple of things that have been resolved so far, and most of these things are things that were not very controversial. One of them is one of those extraneous provisions we've been talking about. It's a package of regulatory reforms to address complaints from doctors and hospitals that Medicare bureaucrats weren't dealing with them fairly. It gives providers more due process rights in their disputes with Medicare officials, and it limits how often Medicare officials can propose new types of rules.
We also hear there's something in the works called a drug discount card. What would that do?
Well, that's something to address the fact that the drug benefit in this bill doesn't actually begin until 2006, 2.5 years from now, and that's assuming this becomes law this fall. So they want to have this drug discount card in the interim, and the idea is that private firms would offer these cards and that they would give discounts of probably about 15%. It's not entirely clear how big the discounts would be. Patients would pay perhaps $30 to get one of these cards. That would help offset the costs of running the program, and low-income beneficiaries would get some extra help, maybe $600 to help them buy their drugs.
Now, this is all so massive, Julie, but it sounds like after years of contentious discussion and proposals and counterproposals that they're making progress. But you said, well, maybe not as quickly as we think.
Well, they're making progress. It's just they're making progress on the easy stuff. And what they still have to do is all the hard stuff. There are major philosophical differences between the House and Senate bills. The House bill was passed very much with Republican-only support. The Senate bill was very bipartisan. The House bill has much more of an emphasis on getting the private health industry involved in running Medicare. The Senate bill has more of an emphasis on keeping the government really the primary operator of this program.
So all the Congress people are back in their districts hearing from people, but as we know in Washington, lobbyists never take a vacation. There's still a lot going on.
Well, I would say there's really more going on with this bill this month than there was last month when members were here technically working on it. You've got members who go home, they have town meetings, they hear from their constituents. I think what we're starting to hear back are reports that constituents don't like two things about the bill. They don't like that the drug benefit isn't as generous as they'd been promised or that they were led to believe they would get. They also don't like the fact that it doesn't start for 2.5 more years. At the same time, you've got interest groups out trying to reshape this bill now that they have a chance. That you've got conservative groups who really think that it's just too big. It's a brand new entitlement. It's going to grow out of control. They'd like to sort of slow this whole thing down or really get it scaled back. You've got liberal groups who say that the drug benefit is simply not generous enough and won't do enough, and they'd like to see the whole thing expanded. At very least, they'd like to move more towards the Senate bill than the House bill. So you've got sort of competing interests here trying to shape what happens when Congress gets back in September.
Do you have any sense of what will happen after that?
Well, there are very ambitious timeframes that would like to have this bill done and to the president by the end of September. That seems highly optimistic, but certainly this is something that we're going to see argued all the way into the fall.
NPR's Julie Rovner covers health policy. Thanks very much for stopping by, Julie.
My pleasure.